Well, welcome to our mobile virtual classroom. You can see we're on our way to another studio, and Bonnie and I travel, and we aren't able to speak to live audiences yet, but we have been able to, through a lot of Christian ministries, use their studios to record all the classes, so we actually haven't missed any of the places that we're supposed to speak, but we're starting our fourth year. And I just want to share with you briefly the blessing it's been in my life. And to do that, look down at my Bible. This is the page of my Bible that I've been working on studying the prayers of Paul. Now, by that I mean that as I read the Bible, you know I look for topics every time I read. And this is one of the very clear prayers of Paul for a group of people, a local church. And of course, that prayer is in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. And you can see it's page 1011 in my Bible because it was just looking down at that. But it's Paul's prayer. And I wrote in the margin of my Bible, so this is Paul's prayer. He was praying that they be full of joy, that they be full of peace, that they be full of faith, and that they be abounding in hope, and all that is by the power of the Spirit. So that, see the hope twice repeated, and then the power of the Holy Spirit. And so the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. And it comes by faith. It's by holding on to the Lord, by believing, that you may abound. Now, let me tell you why this is so special to me. Paul was saying, you that I've never met. Remember, Paul never went to Rome. He was on his way after he was released, but he's writing to them from Corinth, hoping to come to Rome, to a group of people he'd never met. But you don't have to meet someone to know a lot about them if they're a born-again Christian. Well, let me just go back to the text. Do you know what? If you're saved, you know the God of hope. If you're saved, the God of hope can supernaturally fill you with joy, fill you with peace, even encourage and strengthen your faith, and cause you to abound. This word means to overflow with hope, and it's all by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, number one, that changes everything. That tells me what I should pray for you. We're about as far away from you right now at this studio where we're recording as Paul was in Corinth from the city of Rome, that many hundreds of miles. But you know what? Because of the connection, look back at the text, to the God of hope, I can ask him to fill you with joy and peace in believing. Now remember, a true born-again Christian never stops believing. That's the perseverance of the saints. They never stop believing. So because you're a born-again Christian, you're listening to this five-minute challenge, and you know the Lord Jesus Christ, then I know that I can ask him to do this in your life. And look what Paul said. Because, now remember, this is the prayer up here, but now this is the basis of the prayer. This is what every Christian, Paul is describing what every Christian has. Now, look what he's describing. I'm confident concerning you, my brethren, so they're born again, that you are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to admonish. Let's speak the truth. Wow. Paul said, you're my brethren, even though I've never met you. You're full of goodness. What does that mean? You have God living within. God is good. And through Christ and through the Spirit of the living, infinite, eternal God, you're full of goodness, filled with all knowledge. That's that all knowledge that comes of knowing him who is the way, the truth, and the life, and you're able to admonish one another. Well, if you want to see what I've done with this before I go, this is my phone. See, right there is the back of my phone, and there's the tape. See all the tape right there? Taping it down. And look, what I've put on my phone is I have put on there that verse, because that's really become my theme. As we, Bonnie and I, are in these hotel rooms and in and out of studios and filming, we do two classes a day. And then just keeping up with the preparation for the class, the syllabi for the class, the interaction with the students, it's really, it wistfully makes me think of the years of being in the pastorate when I just had to go in the morning and leave in the afternoon after work or at five. Now it seems like it's just from as soon as we get up in the morning until we drop into bed at night, Bonnie is typing and posting grades and helping me with grading the papers, and I'm either preparing a class or teaching a class or praying for the next class. But as I do that, look what's in my pocket. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness. Wow, full of goodness. Filled with all knowledge and able. Wow, full, filled, and able. That's the confidence. There's a close-up of it. And so my closing words to you, dear saints, I pray that the God of hope in these unprecedented times fill you with all joy, with all peace, that your faith will increase believing, and that God will make you abound in hope, that people that see you, that listen to you, that interact, that watch you, will see you have hope, and when they ask you about it, tell them it's by the power of the Spirit. And as Paul said, I right now, I'm confident that every one of you that know the Lord are full of goodness. That's because you have all the fullness of the Godhead, and God is good. You're filled with knowledge, and that knowledge, this is life eternal, that they may know thee, that's John 17:3, the only true God, and that you're able to take that knowledge and lay it on the hearts of others. That's my prayer for you. We're praying that verse for you. So long. God bless you.